Across Kentucky and Indiana, there's always one place you can turn to for the latest news, sports, weather, and traffic information. News Radio 84, WHAS.
WHAS color radar forecast from Chuck Taylor. Tonight, partly cloudy and cool, the low in the upper 30s. Tomorrow, partly sunny and warmer, the high in the low 60s. Tomorrow night, fair, the low near 42. And for Sunday, fair to partly cloudy and mild, the high in the upper 60s. In Louisville this hour, clear skies, 38 degrees. News on the hour every hour. Bulletins at once. I'm Mary McCarthy, News Radio 84, WHAS.
It's a great Kentuckiana weekend with Dial Diane, a weekly call-in for the fun of it, featuring Diane Williamson on 84 WHAS. Our telephone lines are open at 571-8484 or toll-free 1-800-444-8484. And now here's Diane Williamson.
Good evening. This is Diane Williamson of Dial Diane. It's short, it's easy to remember. Just remember it and give me a call. Welcome. Thanks for tuning in, and I hope you'll stick with us. I have a fabulous lineup tonight. It's really kind of fallen into place in the last few minutes, but it's been a lot of fun working on this show this week. I've got some guests coming in tonight, something to look forward to. At about midnight, we'll see Joel Madison. He's a famous comedian, and he's going to be in. And the neat thing about his act, I just read a review, it said, Joel Madison is 99% clean. Does that mean he took a shower before he came in or what? No, actually, he's a lot of fun, and he'll be stopping in. He's on the Comedy Caravan, and we'll hear from him between midnight and 1. A couple of other comedians as well. Just have a few surprises up my sleeve. As I said earlier this morning, we're talking about this show tonight. Yes, I've got big sleeves tonight. I've got a few surprises up my sleeve, and we're going to have some fun, I guarantee it. I was thinking about what I wanted to do tonight for my first show. And believe me, I did spend a lot of time thinking about it, and I have no fingernails left right now. But no, really. I was thinking, the first thing I wanted to do, the most important goal for me, is to make you smile. I want to make you smile tonight. You think we can do that? Maybe even laugh. I know that between midnight and 1, for sure, I'm going to be able to make you laugh. If I can't, Joel Madison can. But in between now and then, I want to talk about how important it is to have a good attitude. To be in a good mood, to smile, to laugh, all those things, you know. Laughter is really the best medicine. I've heard it said before, and I'm sure you have, too. Your mom probably told you that or something, maybe when you were in grade school. And some kids were making fun of you because you got glasses, or I remember when I was in seventh grade, I got a perm. And, you know, I came to school, and I looked like little orphan Annie. But you get laughed at. And we'll talk about that a little bit later on, or even now, whenever you want to. You can give me a call, 571-8484, if you're calling from the Louisville metro area, or 1-800-444-8484. I want to make you smile tonight, and that's the topic of tonight's show. Laughter is really the best medicine. I want to talk about how you feel better when you're laughing and when you're smiling. Sometimes, even if you're really not in a good mood, sometimes, you know, you can kind of fake it and, you know, maybe fake a smile for a while. And after a while, that fake smile will turn into a genuine smile because somebody will smile back at you. Smiles kind of are contagious if you do it just right. And so are frowns. But we're going to make you smile tonight. Did you have a bad day today? You're sitting at home, you're going, I had a really rotten day. Uh-huh, yeah. Well, I had a pretty good day, actually. But I ran into some people who didn't have a good day. And boy, didn't they let me know about it. But I tried to smile back at them because, you know, why not? Why ruin somebody's day with a snarly word or something like that when you can just as easily smile? In fact, did you know that it takes fewer facial muscles to smile? Mm-hmm. Now, I read that somewhere, and don't ask me to prove it, but I it just sounds good, even if it's not true, right? Believe me. No, seriously, I did read that somewhere a long time ago, and I just remembered that because it does take fewer facial muscles to smile than it does to frown. Of course, you know, you can just leave your face a blank, and people won't know what to think about you. But it's just better. I think it's better. But that's what we're going to talk about. Smiling, laughter. It's the best medicine. A little bit later on, we'll be talking to Dr. Adam Blantner, and he's written a book along with his wife. He and his wife, Allie, have written a book on how it is therapeutic to play, to have fun, to laugh and smile, and how it really relieves stress and it makes you feel better. There's a definitely positive physiological response to smiling and to laughter and to comedy. You know, sometimes, I don't know how you are when you get really depressed or really blue or if you've had a really bad day, but do you ever just maybe go to the video store, or maybe you have your own favorite video that you like so much that every time you see it, even though you've seen it a billion times, it makes you laugh. Do you have a movie like that that you just, you've seen it thousands and thousands of times? Or, you know, you'll invite your friends over and you'll say, hey, let's watch a movie. And they're going, gosh, that same movie, we've seen this 15 times. Give us a break. But you're sitting there laughing at it. And, you know, you drag that out if you've had a bad day. Maybe, you know, like tonight, if today was a bad day, you're sitting by the radio thinking, well, what am I going to do tonight? You know, am I going to watch this video, or am I going to sit back and listen to Dial Diane? Well, I want you to stick around here and listen to me, because we're going to make you smile. One way or the other, we have to tell a stupid joke. And, you know, I'm not averse to telling knock-knock jokes tonight. I don't necessarily want to focus on knock-knock jokes tonight. I don't even know any knock-knock jokes. I can't think of any offhand. Maybe the ones that, you know, you learn in grade school, some really stupid ones. But I don't necessarily want to focus on knock-knock jokes or necessarily on joking at all. But if there's a time, if there's a story that you can tell, I have a couple of memories of really funny situations that I try to think of every once in a while, or something will remind me of this funny situation. And to this day, I still laugh. And those are good memories. But if you've got a really funny story that every time you think about it, it makes you laugh, even if it's only funny to you. But it's kind of nice to hear those. So you can give me a call and we can talk about that. 571-8484 locally, or 1-800-444-8484. I don't know if you were listening earlier this week. I was on the radio station here playing music and having a good time from 9 to noon all week this week. But I happened to stop into a bookstore earlier, and I picked up this really funny book. It's called Anguished English. It's written by a fellow named Richard Lederer. And he's compiled about 175 pages worth of just goof-ups that people have made that have turned out to be hilariously funny. Just some riotous stuff on here. Parents who have written in notes to their children's teachers explaining why the child, you know, if you've missed school and the next day you have to go in and you have to bring a note. Some of these notes that the parents written, I guess the teachers have submitted these to this fellow who's writing this book. Some of them have been really funny. Stupid signs you've seen on the expressway. For instance, one that Ken Schultz told me about earlier. He's our meteorologist here at the station, if you're not familiar with him. I was talking with Ken Schultz today, or earlier this week, about stupid signs that you just are just ridiculous. And Ken said, yes, he said, there's one in, I think, Akron, Ohio, that it just says, deceptive curve. Like, what's so deceptive about the curve? You know, you slow down, you're going around the curve. He said, I went around the curve, I slowed down, and there was nothing deceptive about it, you know, unless it's not really there. But anyway, anything that you have, if you've seen a really goofy sign, you just kind of wonder. There are a lot of road signs. Road signs are good. You wonder who writes those things, you know. Like the one that says, no turn on red after stop. Now, if you think about that for a second, you'll think, no turn on, okay, well, you stop, and then, you know, once you've stopped, you can't turn if the light's red. Well, does that mean then if you don't stop at that red light, you can turn anyway? I always kind of wondered about that. But right now, I want to go ahead and talk to Dr. Adam Blantner. And hello, Dr. Blantner. I appreciate you calling in tonight.
Hello, Diane.
Well, hi. Are you smiling right now?
Yes, I am.
I'm glad to hear it. I really appreciate you taking the time out of your Friday evening to give us a call. First of all, I want to know the exact title of your book that you've written along with your wife, Allie.
The book that Allie and I wrote is called The Art of Play.